faces our returning champion, Michael Friedman from Las Vegas, Nevada. Stand by to see Michael play for a fur jacket valued at $6,500. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Cadillac Eldorado valued at $31,219 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Oh, what a nice treat. Thank you. You're terrific. Thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you here with us. You're looking terrific, too. So, too, is our champion, Michael Friedman. Hi, Michael.
Good to be here, Jim.
You're doing very well. And as I promised you on the last show, everything has changed back in the sales room, so here's where you stand. You've got $212 in your bank account, a win with just $48 more, and you could have a ladies' fur jacket, what every single student wants, $6,500. Next thing up the line is a speedboat, which everybody who lives in Las Vegas wants. Now, good stuff. Nice things to shoot for, and of course, we're getting into the car, trip to Africa after that, so a lot of wonderful things. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Good luck. Our student from USC is going to meet two new challengers, and Summer Bartholomew will introduce them.
I suddenly realized I was talking about something that maybe some of the people at home didn't realize. He's a student at USC. Who did you bring in?
This challenger is a high-tech headhunter from Santa Monica, California. Give a big hand to Bev Kay.
Hello there, Bev.
Our next challenger works as a disc jockey and has one of the largest record collections in the nation. From Tucson, Arizona, give a hearty welcome to Chuck Sims.
Hi there, Chuck. And we'll see you a little later with some bargains, Hunter. Thank you.
Chuck, you have one of the largest record collections in the U.S. How big?
Somewhere around 35,000 about 4 years ago when we stopped counting.
My goodness. Any really valuable ones that you could think of?
One or two, including a yellow copy of The Twist by Chubby Checker, yellow wax.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good stuff. That sounds like a good collection. Nice to have you here with us, Chuck. And Bev, a high-tech headhunter. What is that?
Well, it's not exactly headhunting in the Amazon jungles. We place personnel in the computer field, so we don't use spears and blowguns. We use a CRT, computer terminal.
And money.
Yeah, money.
That'll do it, too. Good to have you here, Bev. All right, good luck to all three of you. Let's start you off with $20, and I'll start you off with this question. What great rock group took their fans on a magical mystery tour? Michael.
The Beatles.
Just beating our disc jockey to the buzzer. Michael is right for five on the plus side, going to 25. An ocean liner's very first trip with passengers. Michael.
The Titanic.
Well, it certainly had a maiden voyage. It was known as this maiden voyage, but that was the only one it had. You're right. But no, we're looking for maiden voyage. Quick buzzer costs you. You lose five down to 20. And how many stars flew on the very first official, Michael?
13.
The U.S. flag. This time the quick buzzer is right. It is indeed 13. Michael, back to 25. Finish Captain Farragut's bold command. Damn the torpedoes. Chuck.
Full steam ahead.
Got to check with our judge. No, I'm awfully sorry. It's a quote. You had to have it right. It's full speed ahead.
Yes.
And you had to have it exact as a quote. Sorry about that, Chuck. You lose five down to 15. What kind of sauce should you find all over your eggs, Benedict? Michael?
Bernay?
Nope. Hollandaise. Hollandaise. Michael takes a backward step, losing five. Well, players have a little trouble getting on track, and right now we have time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus. Cash could come up at any time. Bev and Michael, we've got a tie. Now, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for one of you. This is yours.
Here's some gifts for the man who means business. First, Botany 500, fashions for gentlemen. A distinctive suit to fit almost every lifestyle. Tailored with fine American craftsmanship. Furnished by Botany 500. Plus, a handheld instant quotation monitor. Designed to provide instant access to real-time market quotes. Furnished by the price of his toys. And it includes subscription fees for 1 year to the New York Stock Exchange. All this normally priced at $919. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Well, there's an interesting combination. The clothes, this is wonderful. And also the New York Stock Exchange as well. Michael, you're going to be getting out of school soon. You're going to have to get out there in the world. Huh?
I hope so.
Hope
Jim.
So, yes. Well, Michael and Bev, it's $6. $919 worth of items. Thank you, David. For six, I'll knock the price down. I'll knock a dollar off. Sell it to you for the value of one question for $5. Going once, going twice. No sale. Michael didn't want to go in the stock exchange, and Bev is already dealing with computers. The star of the 1972 series, Banachek, returned to the tube. Chuck?
George Peppard.
On the A team, George Peppard it is. We've got a three-way tie again at 20. Yeah. The finals of this annual racing classic for children are held every year, Chuck.
Soapbox Derby.
In Akron, Ohio. You're right, it is the Soapbox Derby. And the chance paid off. Chuck goes into the lead. Yeah. Name the title characters in French literature who had the motto, all for one, Michael.
The Three Musketeers.
And one for all Three Musketeers it is. The gentleman in the tie for first place. Yep. Time now for the Fame Game, where the players try to get a pick of the Fame Game board by answering this question about a famous person. Buzz in when you know. I am a hero of the Texas Revolution, born in the 1790s. In 1828, I became a Mexican citizen. They say I smuggled slaves and was associated with the Lafitte Pirates. I became a colonel in the 1835 campaign to clear Texas of the Mexican army. I died with William Travis and other defenders of the Alamo. Michael?
Davy Crockett?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You stay at 25. You're playing for a pick of the board. I'll clear the board. Continue for Chuck and Bev. I'm famous for inventing a weapon between... Chuck?
Jim Bowie.
Jim Bowie with the honey knife, the Bowie knife. Yes, indeed. Chuck, you've got the pick of the board. There are nine numbers up there. There are money cards to be added to your score. There's cash to go into your pocket. Lovely prizes. Which one of those nine numbers looks good?
My psychic energy says number eight.
And behind number eight, we have a stuffed toy. From California Stuffed Toys, a warm, soft, comfy koala bear wearing his brightly colored athletic T-shirt with his designer logo on his back. 5-foot giant Kirby koala furnished by California Stuffed Toys.
It's $300 worth. Listen, I'm going to come over here for a minute because, Chuck, you're so good at it. I want to touch you and have some of that psychic energy warm up. Boy, I sure hope I catch some of that, gang. We'll be right back. Well, we're off and running with some nice folks. Chuck and Michael both at 25, Bev at 20. Back with this. Finish this familiar line from Robert Burton. Pennywise, Chuck.
Pound foolish.
And pound foolish it is. Robert Burton's the one who said it. Chuck goes back into the lead by five. What great singer-songwriter asked the musical question, how does it feel to be on your, Michael?
Marvin Hamlisch?
No, like a Rolling Stone. Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan said, how does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown, like a Rolling Stone? Champion takes a backward step and he loses five down to 20. Chuck with the $10 lead. All romance languages have their basis in Chuck.
Latin.
Latin it is. Three in a row with the challenger Chuck. He goes to 35. Yeah. The main component in the air you exhale is, Michael?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide is right. Yes, if it were carbon monoxide, you'd have very bad breath. Dioxide it is. Michael goes to 25. Yeah. But, Chuck, you have the lead. Now, you didn't get a chance to buy before. You've already picked up that terrific stuffed doll. How about this, Chuck?
Chuck, you can hold a candle to elegance with these lovely candlesticks in the Amari tradition. Beautiful hand-painted bone china with lovely floral designs, furnished by Geary's. These beautiful candlesticks are normally priced at $1,200, and today on sale of the century, they're yours for only $11.
Ooh, now that's... We're talking serious now. They are beautiful. They are gorgeous. That $1,200 candlestick. You're a married man.
Yes? Yes, I am.
Oh, your wife would love these, Chuck. $1,200 worth for 11 bucks. You have a $10 lead over Michael. So, I will knock a dollar off the price. You can have $1,200 worth of candles and be in a tie with the champion going once, going twice, and he's going to buy. Enjoy that. Surprise goes with it, Chuck. Oh, a great time to buy.
All right.
Chuck, you were nice buying the candlesticks for the house, so just for you goes with it. One, two, three, four, five, six, $700 in cold cash. $1,900. Buy the hit on that summer, if you will, for just $10. Very good buy, and as we knock the $10 off his score, we've got a tie. Bev trails by just one question. By what name do we know the sterile offspring of a jackass, Chuck?
A mule.
And a mare, it is indeed a mule, and Chuck gets five of that ten right back. The League of Nations was founded as a result of, Michael.
The end of World War I.
Yeah, World War I it is. You add another five. Michael goes to 30, tying Chuck for first place. Two of the major islands of this Pacific Ocean nation are Luzon and Mindanao. Michael.
The Philippines.
Philippines it is. Champion in the lead now by five. In 1956, Bedloe's Island in New York Harbor. Chuck.
Changed to Liberty Island for the Statue of Liberty.
Yes, indeed. Get the feeling Chuck knew a little about that, right? You had more information than I had on the card. You're right, Chuck. Another five, tying Michael again. The G in MGM stands for, Chuck?
Goldwyn.
That's right, for Samuel Goldwyn. You are right, and Chuck back into the lead, yes. One of the great movie magnates, and there are some wonderful quotes of Sam Goldwyn. My favorite always is that he said, an oral contract isn't worth the paper that it's written on. We'll be right back. Champion Michael has definitely been pressed. He's trailing right now. It is Chuck at 40, Michael at 35, Bev at 20. Come on, Bev, got to get going. And I must say, right now up there on that board is a $15 money card. Find that. You'd be in a tie with Michael and just five behind Chuck. Again, the fame game. Buzz in when you know a famous organization. We are a group of fighting men created in 1831. We originally numbered 400 men, mostly Poles, Spaniards, and Italians. We're all volunteers from 18 to 40 years old. But people from France are forbidden, Chuck?
The French Foreign Legion.
People from France are forbidden to join the French Foreign Legion. You are right. Interesting fact. And Chuck, you've got the pick of the board. Now, you've already cleared the best thing off there with that stuffed toy. I don't know what else is left up there, Chuck, but pick a number.
Psychic energy says number 5.
And behind number 5, we have Carpet. Joy Games Carpet, an exciting multicolors. It's a family fun center with all the equipment to play checkers, chess, tic-tac-toe, and other games. Joy Games, produced by Joy Carpet.
We have $500 up there. Sometimes it's $1,000. It was a $15 money card. Chuck, you better dump that psychic energy. Let's get back with this. All three players. Name the doctor whose work with the poor people of Africa earned him, Chuck.
Schweitzer.
Nobel Peace Prize, Albert Schweitzer it is, and Chuck goes to 45. We're kidding about the psychic energy, but he certainly has a lot of knowledge, and Michael, the champion, better get going. He trails by 10. What is the last letter of the Greek alphabet, Chuck?
Omega.
Omega is right, and again, Chuck is the $50 mark, $15 lead. The destinies of which United States ally have been guided by Anthony Eden? Michael?
West Germany?
No, I was going to say Harold Macmillan and Edward Heath, Anthony Eden. They were all prime ministers of England, Great Britain, and the champion takes a backward step. He trails by $20, and with an instant bargain, Chuck, you've got a little more breathing room again. You bought well before. How about this with a $20 lead?
Chuck, things are going to go swimmingly on your trip to the beautiful Caribbean. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for 5 sunny days on the paradise island of St. Martin. Sun on a glistening ivory beach, swim the clear turquoise ocean, or enjoy a romantic dinner in a tropical restaurant. This fabulous trip is normally priced at $2,100. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $14.
Now, Chuck, great holiday in the Caribbean. You can get away from the desert. Tucson is lovely, but you could have a wonderful time in the Caribbean. $2,100 trip. You've got some spending money that you picked up with a sales surprise. Cost you $14. You would still have the lead. Better than one question. Your lead would be $6. I'm going to leave the price right where it is. You want it, it's going to cost you $14. Going once, going twice, and he's going to the Caribbean. He thinks he can win it, even knocking 14 off. Enjoy that. We knocked $14 off the score, and Chuck has a $6 lead over Michael. We'll be right back. Great trip. Great trip. Chuck's wife is with him out in the audience, and I asked her if she approved of him buying the trip to the Caribbean, and she said yes, but we can keep the bear. It is Chuck at $36 in the lead, the champion trailing by 6. He's at 30, Michael, and Bev at 20, back with us. A famous speech by Jesus Christ contains both, Chuck?
The Sermon on the Mount.
The Beatitudes and the Lord's Prayer. What do we call it? You're right. It is the Sermon on the Mount. Took a chance and paid off. Chuck back under the $40 mark. Ohio voters thought he had the right stuff. They sent Michael?
John Glenn.
They sent John Glenn to the Senate in 1974, and the champion anticipates correctly. Goes to 35. Yes. Name the title character from Shakespeare who told Ophelia, get thee, Michael?
Hamlet.
To a nunnery, Hamlet is exactly who it is, and the champion pulls it within $1 of Chuck. Well, Chuck has had control of that fame game board twice. We'll see who gets control this time. Third and final crack of the fame game. A famous person. I am an American statesman born in Kentucky in 1808. My father was a Revolutionary War veteran. I followed in his footsteps into the Army. My first wife was Zachary Taylor's daughter. I was a congressman and a senator who supported the states' rights movement. My birthday is now a legal holiday in 7. Chuck?
Robert E. Lee.
That is incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. Stay at 41, but a break for Bev and Michael as we clear the board, and I'll continue. It is a legal holiday in 7 southern states. When Lincoln was elected president, I resigned from the Senate, hoping to become head of the Army of the Confederate States. Michael.
Ulysses S. Grant?
No. Brev, a big break for you. You've got the rest of the question all to yourself. Please don't shout out an answer. It may become clear. I resigned from the Senate hoping to become head of the Army of the Confederacy. Instead, I became president of the Confederacy. I am Jefferson...
Davis.
Davis, that's right, yeah. Well, Brev, $25 money card up there. You can jump into the lead if your psychic energy can find it.
Number one.
And behind number one, we have $400 off this again.
Deb, you're trailing by $21. You can put $400 in cash into your pocket. Or pick again, maybe find that money card and go into the lead. Tough decision. What are you going to do?
Number three.
And behind number three, we have $25.
Yeah. But Deb finds a $25 money card added to her score. She's in the lead. My goodness, down to the wire we go with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock. This will finish up the game with Bev in the lead at 45. Chuck at 41. Michael at 40. Of course, all three of you back in as we start the speed round. Now, what American inventor was nicknamed the Prince of Light? Michael.
Thomas Edison.
Right. Complete the saying, better late than... Michael.
Never.
Right. At a bullfight, what is El Toro? Michael.
The bull.
Right. How many events make up the Olympic Michael.
Five.
Right. What movie hero was born Marion Morrison? Michael.
John Wayne.
Right. Name the patron saint of Ireland. Michael.
Thomas.
Time. What country's largest island is called Honshu? Michael.
Japan.
Right. In the Bible, who asked, am I my brother's keeper? Michael.
Cain.
Right. On what continent is Egypt located? Michael.
Asia.
Wrong. Give me the first name of Queen Elizabeth's daughter. Michael.
Mary.
Wrong. In what war was the red badge of courage? Michael.
The Civil War.
Right. Name the capital of New Jersey. Michael.
Trenton.
Right. John Kennedy was buried in what national? Michael.
Arlington.
Right. Name the U.S. lake that is the largest body of fresh water. Michael.
Superior.
Right. The goddess Juno was married to what Roman? Chuck.
Jupiter.
Right. For another five, bud. Michael, roll through that speed round. Congratulations, Dr. Michael, first of all. Queen Elizabeth's daughter is Princess Anne. Egypt is located on the continent of Africa, Michael. And the patron saint of Ireland is St. Patrick. How many events in a pentathlon? I didn't get to finish it, but Michael answered correctly. It is indeed five. Got to say goodbye to Chuck and Bev. Well, Chuck, as we say goodbye to you, I don't know how I can say that you've lost. Because, Chuck, you've got that bear. It is a lovely stuffed toy. You've got yourself the candlesticks. They are beautiful. There is all that carpeting. And then you've got the trip to the Caribbean and $746 in cash. You are well over $4,800 for one day. So you did very well, Chuck. Congratulations. Hope you and your wife enjoy that trip.
Thank you.
Bev didn't pick up anything along the way. Got the cash in front of you. Thank you. Boy, you made a match of it when you found that $25 money card. Thank you, Bev. But it is Michael Friedman who joins me. Let's go shopping, Michael. Come on up here. Well done. Congratulations. That speed round again comes through. You were superb in that speed round. We add the money that you had from before to the total you won with today. You now have $292 in that bank account. Very easily, it's enough for you to buy this.
Elegance never looked so good than with this luxurious fur. A beautiful shade of gold to add that touch of class to any occasion. A classic design of vertical fur with a stylish notched collar from Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. This beautiful fur normally priced at $6,500. Yours on sale of the century for only $260.
Well, you would be a hit with the ladies with that. You can take that and leave or put your money in the bank. You'd have to win again, but you are just $48 away from this.
If you like making waves, you love this beautiful speedboat. A sleek family runabout that's great for skiing or for relaxing cruises on the water. With lay-down seats for optimum sunning. Furnished by Ken's Boat Center. This speedboat normally priced at $11,820. Yours on sale of the century for only $340.
A lot of other wonderful things we'll be telling you about. We've got a great trip to Africa, a lovely luxury car. Get the $750. We'll give you every prize we've got on the stage, plus this, Michael.
A cash jackpot, $67,000.
It is growing. So So, Michael, right now you've got a decision to make, whether to take the fur coat and leave or put your money in the bank, play on, bigger and better things up the line. You think about it for a moment. All right, we'll get your decision after this. Champion Michael Friedman, you have $292 in your bank now. Very easily, you can spend $260, take the fur coat and leave, or put your money in the bank. The speedboat is next. Michael?
Jim, the coat's really not my favorite color, so I think I'll come back.
He's going to come back. All right. We'll put the money in the bank. We'll have another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. $68,000, two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
All prices are manufacturer suggested retail value when they're collected at the time of recording. This is Joe Stewart speaking.